Hello, Dean. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Just another day in paradise, brother. What can I say? Thank you very much for asking, though. Dean, my name is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors. I'm going to try to be straight to the point with you. I hope you're okay with that.
Yes, sir.
Now, Dean, let me ask, have you heard of Google Guarantees before?
I haven't.
You haven't. Okay. So, I mean, I'm assuming then you've never worked with qualified leads in the past.
I'm not sure. I'm working with AngieList right now.
Okay. And how are you doing with them? I mean, if you don't mind me asking.
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I'm just now getting off the ground, so I mean, I've stayed busy past 3 weeks.
Okay. So, I mean, if you work with Angie's, I'm assuming at some point you've paid for a lead that was not an actual, that turned into a job, right? I mean, I'm sure
Yeah,
that's
I've had a
happened.
couple.
Right. Okay. So, what Google Guarantees is, Dean, just to be very transparent here, it's a paper qualified lead program. Okay. The major benefit is that these leads will come directly to you, right? So there's no sharing of the leads like you do now, right? Because with Angie's, and again, I'm not undermining them. It's good that it's working for you. It's just obviously, they are a third-party vendor. So the way that they operate is that that same lead that they provide you, they gave over to about seven or eight others. And then everybody's, scrambles to get that job, right? Obviously, only one person will be the one to execute on that. So, with Google Guarantees, for example, if the lead is, out of your service area, if it's a spam, if it's something that doesn't turn into anything, then you don't have to pay for that lead. Okay, if that makes sense. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question, Dean. Motown, what exactly do you specialize in, brother?
So I do right now I'm doing lawn mowing, minor landscaping and minor sprinkler repairs, like sprinkler heads that, some kids kicked off or something. I pull up the riser, replace it, blow out for seasonal, and then I plan in the winter to be doing snow removal.
Gotcha. Okay. So, for the service that you're doing, landscaping and lawn mowing and some sprinkler work, you're not required to have a license in the state of Colorado, which I'm sure you know that now. What you are required to have is your general liability insurance. Do you have that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That insurance normally the minimum and which is I'm sure you probably have it higher, but the minimum requirement in Colorado is 250K on that general liability. Most people have like a $1 million policy. I don't know the policy that you have. Does it exceed over 250 or what? Which one do you have?
I think it's the 250. I'm actually pulling up to the house right. Sorry, to my house right now. I can pull up the document.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be good. I mean, 'cause I'll tell you this. I mean, if you're doing okay with Angie's, you'd do amazing with Google Guarantees and only because, Google's guaranteeing the work, obviously, behind the service. And at the end of the day, it's Google, right? I mean, you can't compare the Goliaths of the internet to anyone else. Nowadays when you go on the internet and you ask somebody, hey, where can I find, tree service, landscaper, or an electrician. I mean, the universal answer is just Google it, right? I mean, till this day, I haven't, heard a single soul say, just Angie it, right? So, it's completely, completely different. So if you can check that for me, and while you're doing that, let me let you know. Well, I had a few questions. So you're not required the licensing. You have the liability. Let me know right now when you check it. What's the amount that you have for the liability insurance? I'm assuming, and I'm sorry that I'm asking these questions. I'm not trying to be intrusive, Dean. It's just, you know, verifications that Google does if they're going to put you on their top list, right, as one of the top recommended. Are you currently, obviously you have a driver's license, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And a social?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Sorry for the questions again, brother. Just had to.
Don't be sorry, man. It's part of the job, I reckon.
Yeah, you know, sometimes nowadays people are so sensitive, man, brother. And I'm not saying because of you, I get people, you know, just get a little. I was like, hey, man, it's just, you know, now with everything going on, you know, Google also wants to make sure that, you know, we're putting up there, you know, someone that's legitimate. So that's the reason that we verify those questions. And again, I'm just asking these questions to make sure that you qualify. This way I'm not wasting your time, brother.
Okay.
Do you have any felonies within the last 7 years?
No felony.
Okay, perfect. Misdemeanors, just so you know, are not what will stop you. It's only felonies that will prevent you, and it would have to be in the last 7 years to be within Google's guarantee. So, okay, well, I mean, it seems like everything checks out there. Let me let you know as far as what you're looking at here, for the service. Bear with me 1 second. All right. And your zip code, if I'm not mistaken, Dean, your zip code would be 81007.
Yes, sir.
Ready? You say that just like one of my best friends. He's like, yes, sir. All right, bear with me 1 second here. Okay.
I'm digging out the insurance as we speak. Each current $1 million.
Yeah, like I said, mostly is $1 million, but if yours is $250, that's the minimum requirement, which it should be about $250 plus, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm seeing a lot of six-digit figures here, so I'm still new to this. Each current, 10,000, aggregate, 20,000. Do you know exactly which thing I'm looking at here?
It's going to be the certificate of insurance. Or also known, COI, it would read COI on it, and it's general liability.
Yes, I got the certificate of liability insurance here.
Okay, that's it,
Current, it says each occurrence $1 million.
Okay, that's it. Yeah, that's it. It's $1 million policy, brother. All right, you're well above the requirement. Okay, so no worries about that. All right, so this is how Google Guarantee works, Dean. So Google guarantees, you know, their leads, right? So their clients, Google backs this up with verified work. For up to $2,000, let's say, you know what, we're definitely guaranteeing, you know, when you Google something, the first thing to pop up right at the top is Google Guarantees, right? It's the best product Google has, right? It's the Google Guarantees. So that's where you would be listed at, right up there. So with that, included with that, would be the local SEO as well, which is a search engine optimization aside from the guarantees, which, you know, when you Google something, you see the little red dots that pop up with people's businesses on Google. You would also be listed on there. Do you have any social media presence, Dean?
No, to be honest, back in the day, I got kicked off of Facebook and all that for being a little too spicy, and they won't let me back on no matter what name I put it. So,
okay. Well, we would help you on the business end. We work directly with Facebook because Facebook's associated with Google, so we would help you on the back end to get Motown LLC on the business portion of Facebook, and then we would also run ads for you. Okay. And that is already included, okay, with the service. And then we would also list you through Apple, obviously. Apple is also associated with Google. We'll list you through Apple Maps, right, on Google for anyone that has an iPhone and just searches through Safari. You would be listed as well there. So,
cool.
All right. So now let's talk turkey, Dean. I like to just be very straightforward, right? Because at the end of the day, I'm like, you know, every customer that I speak with are like, Mario, this sounds great. I know that, you know, I'm going to have work, but let's get down to the pricing. So, to get Google verified, it's $250 to get everything rolling on Google Guarantees, where Google will verify that you are definitely, you know, someone that they will back up and recommend, right? Because you're going to have 100% Google's backup on this and saying, hey, Motown is definitely the real deal, right? So that's a $200 non-refundable processing charge. The service to get the ball rolling, okay, it's a total of $499 the first month, okay? And then you have to meet a minimum budget with Google, which means that you have to allocate a minimum amount, okay, which will be 13 leads, okay, that you have to allocate. Again, keep in mind, these will only be qualified leads, okay, Dean, which means that it's going to be actual people that are looking for the service, right? It's not people that are going to sit there and waste your time, right? It's going to be 13 qualified leads. The amount that you would pay per lead is $46.67. So Google requires you to have an allocation on the budget, a minimum budget of $609 set aside monthly for the leads. Okay, so about $600 a month you have to have allocated to that, set aside, to the leads, which is 13 leads. I mean, obviously, you know, I mean, the service will pay for itself. Right. I mean, 13 leads that are qualified is, you know, and here's a good portion that people love is that if you do not use the leads, let's say you get three or four leads, right? You get three or four leads, they turn into work. That occupies you for the month. The remaining of the leads will roll over to the next month. So, you're not losing any leads. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not losing any leads. So, I mean, here's the bottom line and what I just, you know, want to be very straight with you, Dean. I mean, are you in a spot right now where you are able to handle more work? I mean, are you, you know, looking to grow the company, looking to, you know, to get out there and, you know, take on more customers?
I sure am. Here's the thing though, cause I'm
okay.
I have a contract through Angie.
Okay. Okay.
So at that point, I'm going to be paying about $1,000 per month for the two services.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, again, I'm not here to bash Angie's or say, hey man, you know, this and that. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Google's Google and Angie's Angie's, right? I mean, you try out the services on Google Guarantees, you're definitely going to see you know, what serves you best. And I think the decision will be quite easy for you to make. I know that you have a contract, with Angie's. You know, I know that normally they tell you that you have to pay a percentage, for that contract, if you decide to break it. I mean, there is ways, to try to part ways with them without having to do that. I mean, at the end of the day, as a business owner, you have to do what's best for the business and what works out best for you, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to, right? So, again, not saying that Angie's is a bad company or trying to, you know, undermine them. Just saying that, you know, like I said, being on Google Guarantees, it's definitely a game changer, brother. You know, I mean, people are going to know who Motown is. Your name is going to get out there. you know, you can start establishing, you know, your own set of contacts, your own set of customers through Google, right? Because, I mean, it also is going to do with the work that you do, right? Your work is going to speak for itself. So that's the other portion of it. So in order to get started with us, you would pay $4.99. Again, there's no contract here, right? So it's not like you're tied down to a contract. I mean, you do the service, you try it out, and then you compare it side by side, right? I mean, and at some point, even if you're bringing in quite a bit of more revenue through Google Guarantees, it would even make sense to, you know, to just go with one, you know, one lead service provider. I'll tell you this much, Dean. Do you know where Angie gets the leads that they sell you?
No, I don't.
Okay, they get them from Google.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that ironic? Yeah, so even Angie's knows where the source is at, you know, to be successful. So putting Motown on the Google Guarantees on that first page, it's just basically, you know, saying, hey, man, I don't need the middleman, you know, to do what you can do yourself, right, which is, you know, have the leads coming directly to you, you know, opposed to you, you know, having to share any of the leads, right? So the only time that the lead will count is if you quote or you schedule some appointment to go see someone, then it counts. Otherwise, it's not a valid lead and it will just roll over to the next month. You know, so let's say you only, like I said, you only use three leads. That's all you get charged for. You know, and the good thing, you can pause or hold this at any time as well. You know, if things are slowing down or so forth, that's the other benefit of it. Again, at the end of the day, Dean, I mean, it's, you know, it's either, you know, you want to ride on a, you know, drive a Kia or drive a Mercedes, man. That's that's what it comes down to, you know. You know, again, without undermining Angie's, but, you know, like I said, they are a third party provider company. You know, and at some point, I'm assuming that you want Motown to expand and grow and, you know, at some point have, you know, help and, you know, for the company to just, you know, put your name out there. Do you have a website for the company yet, Dean, by any chance?
No, I tried going through Google, but they shut it down saying that, it was, I was actually pretty upset about it. They said it was, it went against the,
yeah, their terms and conditions and so forth. Yeah. So
yeah,
we can actually, we can actually build one for you, brother, under that same pricing. We wouldn't charge you anything additional. And we would get that launch for you. We are a direct channel partner to Google. I mean, we submit more verifications with Google than any other provider in the States. So getting that done and getting, you know, you verified is not a big obstacle for us whatsoever, especially having your own website, brother. I'm surprised that you don't have one by now, to be quite frank.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I had it. They just, they said it was, misleading or something like that. And I was like, you really gonna slander me like that, bro?
Here, let me send you an idea of what I'm referring to here so you can, see what we would be able to do. I'll text it over to you right now. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, I just texted it over to you, brother. Let me know if you received that. Should be coming through any second now. The 9899 number. Is that a cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
URL, local splash.
That'll be I. Yes. So When you open that up, it's going to say local splash, and then it's going to have a link. When you open up the link, it's going to say Four Elements Landscape and Design LLC. Let me know when you see that.
All right. Again, Versace is something available to open anyways. Close the alert and tap not spam. Oh, not spam. So what you told me to do, let me open up my message.
Now, once you open it up, it's going to give you a sample of the website.
Okay.
It's going to say Four Elements Landscape and Design LLC. Obviously, the title there would say Motown LLC.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it looks very nice, very professional, brother, and it's already included within that $499 the initiation fee amount, which is $499. That's already included, you know, and it's actually very good because a lot of guys try to hit you with $600-$700 just for a single website. You know, under the Google guarantees, the website's included, the ads on Facebook are included, the Apple is included, and obviously the application, for the Google guarantees is included within that $499. Like I said, at the end of the day, man, it's really what, you know, you're looking to do, right? I mean, if you are satisfied with where you're at and, you know, you're not looking to make Motown any bigger than what it is or just say, hey, man, you know what, I've settled where I'm at and I don't want to, you know, expand or get any bigger, then, I mean, then this definitely probably wouldn't be a good choice either way. But, you know, if you're looking to, you know, to grow the business, and like I said, when you have the company that you're using, use the same tools that we're presenting to you, it's almost a no-brainer, right? Or like, hey man, there's a reason these guys are getting the leads from Google, you know, cause obviously that's where the bread and butter's at, you know, so, placing you directly on Google guarantees, it'd just be a game changer, brother, you know, if you're able to swing that $499, we'll get you verified through Google, get that application going. We'll get the business up there, get the website going, put you on Facebook. Once you're verified, you know, we'll do the allocation for the budget, you know, and we can get that going, you know. So, let me ask a question, Dean. What's your last name, if you don't mind me asking?
Van Zant.
Can you spell that?
It's V-A-N.
Okay.
Space V-A-N-D-T.
Okay, I lost you there. You cut out when you say V-A-N.
Okay, so, yeah, V-A-N space Z-A-N-D-T.
Oh, Van Danvit?
Van Zant, yep.
Okay.
Crazy Dutch name.
I'll tell you this, never seen that before, that's for sure. Okay. And what's your email address, brother?
So it's going to be my last name and then my first name at Gmail.
And it's everything together, I'm assuming.
Yeah, everything will be together.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, it's telling me it's incorrect. I think I might have spelled your last name incorrect. So I have V as in Victor, A as in Adam, N as in Nancy, D as in David.
Z as in zebra.
Boom. Oh, okay. Well, that makes a world of a difference. Okay. 1 second.
Yes, sir.
All righty. So, Van, V as in Victor, A-N, Z as in zebra, A as in Adam, N as in Nancy, V as in Victor?
D as in Delta on the end of it.
Okay, D-E-T.
And then T as in Tango. Yeah, so it'll be Victor Alpha Nancy, Zulu Alpha Nancy, Delta Tango.
Okay. Thank you, brother, for that abbreviation.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, that's...
Yep.
You're absolutely correct. There it is. Came up right away. Okay. Now, that 719-463-9899, is that a good number where the customers can reach you at, brother? Do you have a separate number?
Yes, there. Right now, it's just a single number.
Okay. Now, let me ask, and I want to just, you know, I want to continue to use transparency with you, Dean. Are you working solo right now, or do you have help?
I'm working solo. I mean, my son helps sometimes to help bag up the weeds, but
okay.
Other than that, I'm solo.
All right. But if you start receiving work, right, and it's a little bit bigger, I mean, there wouldn't be a problem you completing that.
Correct.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to make sure. Perfect. All right. And then what address do you have the business registered to? We're not going to list that on Google, so don't worry about that, brother. It's just in case we have to send any correspondence in the mail.
All right. It's 515 East Datura, so Delta Alpha Tango Uncle Rico Alpha.
Okay. You said East Datura? I'm sorry. 515
East Datura Drive.
You said Delta. Okay, spell that for me one more time. I apologize, brother.
No problem. I kind of went fast there. So Delta Alpha Tango Uncle Rico Alpha.
Datura. Okay. All right. And that's in Pueblo West.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that was zip code 81007. Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, what days and what times for the local service on the SEO that's included, what days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you are open for business?
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay, perfect. And then here's an important question for you, Dean. How far outside of Pueblo West, or Pueblo, I should just say, are you willing to travel for a new client?
I generally go 30 mile radius, so from Fountain down to Colorado Springs, Avondale to Canyon City.
Canyon City, okay, perfect. All right, bear with me 1 second. And, Dean, are you taking pictures of the work that you're doing, brother?
I have been. I try to clear it with customers first, so I'm not just getting pictures of people's houses.
Okay.
I have my property up on this internet, you know?
Right. You don't want to be out there just taking pictures and people be like, man, what's going on with this guy taking pictures outside of my house, huh?
Yeah.
Understood. Okay, perfect. Now, how many miles is that outside of Pueblo where you're willing to travel? Do you have an estimate there?
Yeah, it's about 30 miles, a 30-mile radius. So Pueblo in the center.
Okay, all right. I'll put you down for 30 to 40 miles just to make sure that you're capturing more work. Okay, obviously, right. If you're going to travel 40 miles, it has to make financial sense for you, right? I mean, you're not going to go out there.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, someone want me to go out to Orkley for like $30. I was like, dude, I put 30 just to get out.
Thank gas, yeah. Like you gotta take me out to dinner if you want me to go out there for that little bit of money, man, you know?
Yeah. Some ribs on that barbecue, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Oh man. Sorry to jump off topic. I needed that laugh, brother. Thank you. All right.
Yeah,
let's
no problem.
See here. Perfect. All right. Now, you'll get a courtesy call tomorrow, Dean. This is from our IT guys. I'm sure you're familiar with what the IT department does. I mean, these are the guys that will build the website, that will get you the Google Guarantee ball rolling, that'll verify that you're listed on Google through all the correct keywords, that'll put you on Facebook, that will put you on Apple. I mean, they do all the back-end work. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Hold up the appointment here. like technology, but also for the appointments that I have to take in front of me.
Right. No worries, brother.
Tomorrow, I'm open between 8 and 12, and then 4 and 5. I got to give them at least an hour there.
Okay. Well, I do have the appointment with our IT department normally is only about 30 minutes, so no worries about that. Now, I do have a 4 p.m. tomorrow, and I also have a 9 a.m. Whatever fits your schedule best, brother.
Let's shoot for 9. That way, I'm not, my tail ain't dragging and I don't sound grumpy.
You know what? I appreciate you saying that. At least you're a straight shooter, because a lot of the times towards the end of the day, you're probably like, man, what did you, you know what? Just put me on there, man. Call me later. I'm tired.
Yeah, there's been some jobs recently where it's like people they tell me that the weeds ain't over 6 inches. I get back there and it's a jungle, and by the end of that, I'm sore. And
let me ask you, how do you deal with that? I'm assuming that there has to be an upcharge, right? If somebody says, hey, man, my weeds are, you know, 3-4 inches, and you get there and they're a foot long. I mean, does that change the pricing for them?
It could. I've actually been putting thought into that. Like I said, I've only been open since May 7th. So I think my first customer was just last week.
Oh, yeah, wow. Last week, okay. Wow. That's,
I was sitting there in a steel, weed whacker thinking, you know, $85 all to drive up here and put up with this, man. Should have charged a little bit more.
That's amazing, brother. You know what? It's good to hear that you're just getting started. And I mean, look at where you're at now, man. It's pretty awesome, bro. I tell you this much, man. And I'm not just cause I do Google services, but, you're going to be in a much better spot, man, having your company right up there. I mean, if, you know, work is what you wanted and, you know, opportunities, you're definitely put on your seatbelt, man. That's the way that we can put that. Now, I do have to create a security password for the account, Dean. That's just in case you ever call us or we call you. We have to verify that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's 3 security questions that you can choose from: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
Let's go mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name, okay. And what is your mother's maiden name, brother?
Love.
L-O-V-E?
Yes, sir.
Huh, interesting. Okay, that's pretty nice. Okay. You don't hear those names around anymore, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, you're telling me, man. I'm actually from up in the middle of Colorado, where, you know, my family's came over on a stagecoach and used to have to come in on train, and now everyone can fly in and it's dying out and you're getting all kinds of weird names.
Wow, that's crazy, man. You know what? I've never been to Colorado. I mean, we're located here where Google's at in California, but mm-hmm. I hear that Colorado's beautiful, man. I mean, the mountains, the Rockies, and all so forth, but I've never been, you know, and it's definitely a state I got to visit because it's not even far from us.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You got to make it before, because cities are kind of like starting to get bigger, so like we
are you guys
have,
starting to get overcrowded as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people fleeing, actually, California coming over this way.
100%. 100%. You hit the nail right on the head, brother. And you know why I tell you that? Because I was considering moving to Colorado.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man, they legalized that weed, and that was the beginning of it. And then, like, all the riots and everything started happening. So I guess everyone's like, well, middle of the mountain seems great.
Well, that whole legalization of THC, I think it started in Colorado, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we were one of the first states. Now it's oversaturated, and everyone's selling their weed farms.
That's insane. That is crazy. Okay, perfect. All right, and I'm sorry that I asked you this question again, Dean. The system just prompted me to ask you. You are open and available for work, right? I mean, that's not going to be a problem.
No problem at all.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me here 1 second. All right, and then you do have access to Van Sant. I apologize if I pronounced that incorrectly.
You
I mean, I have it. Okay. VanSantDean@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All righty. Bear with me here 1 second. All right. You'll get confirmations coming over to you pretty soon with all the documentation and the welcome notices and everything that we need that's required for the Google guarantee. So bear with me here 1 second. All right. And then to get the ball rolling, Deed, and, you know, get you up there on Google guarantees and get the application filled in and make sure we get you up there with the leads and so forth. The company allows you to satisfy this two different ways, the $499. You can either do it with a company card, brother, if you have one, or you can use a personal card, whichever you prefer.
Okay, we're going to have to use my personal card because I'm still waiting on Uncle Sam to send me my EIN.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know what? Let me just give you an advice, brother. When you do get the other one, let us know. We'll change it because it's good for tax purposes, right? Because this is an investment that you're doing on the company. So I always like to be very transparent on that. So make sure you give us a heads up. And, yeah, definitely want to make sure that you're getting the best, you know, bang for your buck. Absolutely. Okay. So because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, the card has to match identically, Dean, or our system won't accept it. So does it say Dean Van Zandt, or what exactly does the card say, please?
It says Dean Van Zandt, but they didn't do the space in between Van and Zandt.
So it's together?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just put that together. All right, and then Dean is going to be D, D as in Dean, obviously, E as in Edward, A as in Adam, N as in Nancy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Telling you every time you say yes, sir, you remind me of my buddy Josh. He says it just the same way you do. He's like, yes, sir. love that guy, man. Okay, and is this a Visa, MasterCard, or Amex, brother?
It's a Visa.
Visa, okay. Perfect. Bear with me 1 second. Okay. All visas start with number 4. Whenever you're ready, you can provide that number, and then I'll get that confirmation to your email.
All right. It's 4088-8141-6572-2001.
Okay. Expiration date on there?
It's going to be March of 2028.
March of 2028. All right. And then the security code will be the last 3 digits behind the card.
Uses one I ever had. 567.
567. Okay. That's pretty easy. And just 567. Okay. Okay. All right. Bear with me, Dean, while I verify that the card that you provided today is an actual valid one. Okay.
Okay.
And then, you know, I ask that you be patient with the verification of the Google guarantees, as the process, could take anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. I don't think it'd take that long because you already have your LLC. I mean, it usually is a lot quicker. But it's I still have to follow guidelines and let you know the time frame. When we submit, you know, the insurance, the background check, and once you get approved on the Google guarantees, then we'll reach back out for the budget required. You said that right now, you know, bringing on more work is not a problem, which is something that we wanted to know. And then make sure when you get the phone call tomorrow from our IT guys, Dean, that you have pictures at hand, if you can do that, so we can initiate the creation of the website. Do you have a logo by any chance, Dean?
Yeah, I'll actually have it ready tomorrow.
Okay.
But I was able to verbally abuse that ChatGPT to give me what I wanted. So.
Oh, you know what? Everybody now is using that that GPT. That's quite amazing how everybody's now using that to get things done. Okay, all right. Bear with me here 1 second.
I'll tell you, it ain't easy on that ChatGPT though. You gotta, like.
Hey, you know what, Dean? It's pretty scary how knowledgeable that thing is, man. Like,
Oh, yeah.
I was messing with it not too long ago, and boy, was I like, I was taken into like a, like, what the hell? How does this thing know so much, you know?
I've actually been able to help with my quotes even, you know? It was able to help me build a spreadsheet that I can just plug in the numbers and everything. I was like, man, I'm scared of this thing.
Yeah, that definitely take you for one hell of a ride. I'll tell you that for sure. All right. So once everything gets processed, brother, you're going to receive quite of a bit of emails in reference to the program. You know, you're going to speak to the onboarding agent tomorrow. Make sure you take a moment and read through the emails. Make sure that you get back to us all the information required. The application sent out via email will be processed as well. You know, just make sure that you're clear on the back end. Bear with me here 1 second. I do have slots open today for the IT guys. Are you able to do this today, Dean, or do you prefer for me just to leave it for tomorrow? Not a big deal either way.
I got a couple more customers I got to go visit today. So,
okay. Yeah. You know what? Let's just leave it for tomorrow then, brother. I don't want to inconvenience you on that end. Okay.
Appreciate that.
No, I appreciate you, brother. No worries. Right. All right, so the payment went through. It's actually processing, but I'm showing that it's going through. The payment went through now, brother. Just do me a big favor. Please make sure that you are on standby for that phone call tomorrow at morning time, okay?
Okay.
Not morning time. What did we say? 9 a.m. Okay.
Yeah. It was
9 a.m. 9 a.m. your time, and that's gonna be with our IT guys. They're gonna go over all the information that you that we need. You know, everything that I advise from you. It's gonna be on the email. You know. So again, just be patient through the verification and the application processing time. I promise you this, though, brother, when everything is said and done and, you know, you start getting the leads and we set up the budget and so forth, you're gonna be quite happy, nevertheless, you know, and that's what matters at the end of the day. So, all right, brother. So, again, when you get that call tomorrow, please try to have some of those pictures as well so we can get that that website going for you as well.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay. Dean, again, thank you very much. Welcome to the family here at Local Splash as a premier channel partner to Google. We look forward of working with you, getting those leads out to you, getting you on Google Guarantees, processing that application to get you verified, make sure everything is good. Just make sure on your end you provide everything as swiftly and fast as possible so we can get the ball rolling as soon as possible as well. So, all information that's required from you, brother, just make sure you're responsive to us. It definitely helps the process. So, again, thank you, you know, and again, welcome to the family. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m., brother.
Thank you, bro. You stay safe out there, especially with the Marines getting ready to roam them streets out there.
You know what? I'll tell you this much. Where I'm at, you know, where we're at, I would think we're roughly about an hour 20 minutes from the ground zero. But it's just unfortunate how, you know, so many goddamn knuckleheads out there, man. I mean, I'm not one that opposes, when you don't believe in something, right? You can do a peaceful march, but when you start vandalizing and doing
fireworks
things, and all that stuff, then that's where it jumps switches, because now it's not a peaceful protest anymore. Now it's people getting hurt, people can get killed, and hopefully the presence of the military can definitely make a big difference out there, man. Because a bunch of these people that are out there throwing rocks and doing all of that, these are the guys that we need off the streets anyways.
100%.
Again, I share that with you. I hope I don't get in trouble because the call is being recorded.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Getting in trouble.
Right. I just realized that. Like, hey, Mario, you can't be giving political views over the phone, man. What's going on?
whoever
would. No, it's okay, Dean. Again, brother, welcome on board, man. We look forward to working with you through Google Guarantees and getting that application processed. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m., brother.
Yes, sir. You have a good
one. All right. You do the same, man. Have a good one, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye-bye now.